August 18, 1926. Jesus encourages the one who must undertake the printing of the writings on the most holy will of God. Power of the acts done in the divine will. While I was praying, I found myself outside of myself, and at the same time I saw the Reverend Father who must occupy himself with the printing of the writings on the most holy will of God. Our Lord was near him, taking all the knowledges, the effects and the values he has manifested about the Supreme Will, which had changed into threads of light, and impressing them in his intelligence, in such a way as to form a crown of light around his head. And while doing this, he said to him, "My son, the task I have given you is great, and therefore it is necessary that I give you much light in order to make you comprehend with clarity what I have revealed. In fact, they will produce their effects according to the clarity with which they will be exposed, even though they are most clear in themselves. Indeed, that which regards my will is light that descends from heaven, which does not confuse and dazzle the sight of the intelligence, but has the virtue of strengthening and enlightening the human intellect so as to be comprehended and loved, and of casting into the depth of the soul the source of her origin, the true purpose for which man was created, the order between creator and creature. And each one of my sayings, manifestations, knowledges about my supreme will are as many strokes of the brush to make the soul return to the likeness of her creator. Everything I have said about my will is nothing other than preparing the way, forming the army, gathering the chosen people, preparing the royal palace, disposing the ground on which the kingdom of my will must be formed, and so rule and dominate. Therefore, the task I am entrusting to you is great. I will guide you, I will be near you, so that everything may be done according to my will." Then, after this, he blessed him and came to my little soul, resuming his speaking, "My daughter, how much I care about my will, how I love, how I yearn that it become known. My interest is so great that I am disposed to give any grace to whomever wants to occupy himself with making it known. Oh, how I wish that they would hurry, because I see that all my rights will be given back to me, the order between God and the creature will be re-established. I will no longer give my gifts to the human generations as halved, but as whole, nor will I ever again receive from them things that are incomplete, but whole." Ah! My daughter, being able to give and wanting to give, but finding no one to whom to give is always a pain and a weight with no hope of relief. If you knew with how much jealousy of love I stay around the soul when I see her disposed to do her acts in my will. Before she begins her act, I make the light and the virtue of my will flow in it, so that her act may take its origin on the virtue that my will contains. As she keeps forming it, the divine light and virtue invest it and carry it out. As she completes it, the light is sealed over it and gives it the form of a divine act, and, oh, how my supreme goodness delights in seeing that the creature possesses this divine act. To these acts my eternal love never says enough. It gives, and gives always, because with these divine acts formed by the creature in my will, my love cannot limit itself. Since they are divine, it must repay them with infinite love and without limits. Don't you yourself see and feel with how much love I guide you, I accompany you, and many times I reach the point of doing what you do together with you? And this, in order to give to your acts the value of a divine value. How happy I am in seeing that by virtue of my will, your acts are divine, similar to mine. There's no more distance between your little love and mine, between your adoration and mine, between your prayers and mine. Invested by the light of the eternal volition, they lose their finiteness, their human appearances, and acquire the infinite in the divine substance. And transforming, altogether, the working of God and of the soul, my will makes them one. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight in my will be continuous. After this, my always lovable Jesus came back and made himself seen all worried, suffering and as though restless because of the great offenses of creatures. I wanted to calm him, give him rest, but I could not manage to. Then the thought came to me of doing my usual acts in the supreme fiat, and as I was doing this, Jesus would calm down and take rest. Then he told me, "My daughter, the acts in my will are more than solar rays which are such that, if one wants to look at them, one's sight is eclipsed by the light, in such a way that one can neither look nor distinguish anything anymore. If the light of the sun has so much power, much more do the acts done in my will. The light of my will has the power to eclipse and take evil away from creatures, that they may not do worse things. And with the power of its light it prevents the offenses from reaching me. And just as the light of the sun, because it contains the simile of the eternal sun of the supreme fiat, contains all colors and from them derive innumerable effects which unleash countless goods for the human generations, while one seems to see nothing but radiant and white light, the same for the eternal sun of my will, while it is the light of my will alone, inside of it there are as though many colors, all the divine similes, enclosed, which contain infinite effects and unleash fountains of love, of goodness, of mercy, of power, of science, in sum, all the divine qualities. Therefore the working of my will contains such power and harmony as to favor the rest of your beloved Jesus.